They both have some areas that they can definitely get better in, you know, from the tee box to the green. You know, we just need to go out there and put the time in and work on that consistency, work on striking the ball soundly each time and, you know, getting it off the ground. And they would both tell you they didn't play a whole lot in the off season, so it's kind of like you come back to square one each year. But, you know, they're going to go out there. They're going to be leaders. They're going to, you know, be good role models for those younger kids. And, you know, they're looking forward to their senior year and getting better and seeing what we can do towards the end of the year.
From what you know that Brookfield had last year, and I don't know what they have or what they have coming back, or just, you know, kind of just a golf preview on Brookfield. They're your opening opponent on the 31st. Do you have any idea how competitive you can be against that squad this year, Coach?
You know, they've had some good girls there the last couple years, and have been and had some, you know, state qualifying teams. So they've been pretty good competition for us these last few years. And I don't remember what they had. I believe the coach's daughter, she graduated this year, or excuse me, last year. And they do have some other kids that are coming up that are good golfers. So we'll just have to wait and see, you know, how much they've worked over the summer, and you know, look forward to getting out there on the 31st and getting one under our belt.